man, here we go again. Up early, feed the dog, out the door, traffic, at the office, boss in some kind of mood today, no time for lunch, annoying coworker, no time to relax, bedtime. Then we gotta do it all again? No way. Because the best way to break up the mundane every day is to play at Wild Rose Casino and Resort. Slots, tables, sports, and a whole lot of perks when you join and play with your club wild card. So, let's play. Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Clinton.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation changes? When you work with Edward Jones, they focus on what's important to you. You'll work together and use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And they'll partner with you to help your strategy stay on track. Visit EdwardJones.com or stop by the office of Todd Nash in Coralville, Jeff Rudolph, or Scott McGill in Iowa City, or Travis Whitmore in North Liberty. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
This is Hawkeye Recap with Brian Hurley, part of the Hawk Fanatic Network. On this podcast, we will relive past Iowa football and basketball games and players from the past 100 plus years. To find more games and players, visit HawkeyeRecap.com.
On this episode, I'm going to cover the career of Caitlin Clark, who finished her last game in the national championship game, the loss to South Carolina. So I'm going to go through her profile on the site that I just updated. And at the end, you'll hear her interview post-game after the South Carolina loss. So you can hear her answers and how she kind of summarizes her career. Caitlin Clark is a guard on the women's basketball team. She signed with Iowa in 2020. She was a five-star recruit. In high school, she attended Dowling Catholic High School near West Des Moines. She lettered 4 years of varsity basketball, averaging 15.3 points, 4.7 assists, and 2.3 steals per game as a freshman, earning All-State third team. As a sophomore, she averaged 27.1 points, 6.5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2.3 steals per game, ranking second in the state in scoring, and earned first team Class 5A All-State and Central Iowa Metro League Player of the Year. As a junior, she scored 60 points in a game, which was the second highest single game total in Iowa 5-on-5 girls basketball history. She also set the state single game record with 13 three-pointers. She set the Class 5A state tournament single game scoring record with 42 points in a triple overtime win in the state quarterfinals. She led the state in scoring and averaged 32.6 points, 6.8 rebounds, 3.6 assists, and 2.3 steals per game. She was named Iowa Gatorade Player of the Year and repeated as a Class 5A All-State First Team selection. As a senior, she averaged 33.4 points per game, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2.7 steals per game, leading the state in scoring for a second time. She finished her career with the fourth most points, 2,547, and the sixth most three-pointers, 283, in Iowa 5-on-5 history. She was awarded Iowa Gatorade Player of the Year for the second year, Des Moines Register All-Iowa Athlete of the Year, and Iowa Miss Basketball, while making the IPSWA Class 5A All-State First Team. She was selected to compete in the McDonald's All-American Game and the Jordan Brand Classic, but both were canceled due to the pandemic. She was also a starter on the school's varsity soccer team and scored 23 goals and was named to the Class 3A All-State Iowa team. She decided to focus on basketball for her final 2 years of high school. She was ranked the number one player in the 2020 high school class by ESPN. She originally announced she would play for Notre Dame, but later switched to Iowa. At Iowa, as a true freshman in the 2020-2021 season, she became the starting point guard and scored 27 points and had 8 rebounds against UNI. Against Western Illinois, she registered the first triple-double by an Iowa player since Samantha Logic in 2015, with 13 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. She set a career high and single game scoring record of 39 points at Pinnacle Bank Arena, Nebraska's home arena. She was a 13-time Big Ten Freshman of the Week, setting a conference record, and led the Big Ten with 5 Player of the Week awards. She helped lead Iowa to the runner-up in the Big Ten tournament, and she was named to the all-tournament team and recorded 37 assists, the most in the event's history. In the NCAA tournament, she broke Iowa's single game record for points and three-pointers, six, and helped lead them to the Sweet 16, where she scored 21 points in a 92-72 loss to number one seed UConn. She averaged 26.6 points, 7.1 assists, and 5.9 rebounds per game as a freshman, leading the NCAA Division I in scoring and ranked second in assists and three-pointers per game. She also set program freshman records for points and assists and had the fourth highest scoring average in Iowa history. In the 2021-2022 season, she broke the Carver-Hawkeye Arena women's single-game scoring record and surpassed Kelsey Mitchell of Ohio State as the fastest Big Ten player to reach 1,000 career points. She became the first women's player in Big Ten history with consecutive triple-doubles. On January 25th against Penn State, she had 18 assists, which set a new school record and tied the conference single-game record. She scored a season-high 46 points, including 25 in the fourth quarter, and had 10 assists in a 98-90 loss to Michigan, which set the single-game scoring record for Michigan's Chrysler Center. She helped Iowa to a share of the Big Ten regular season title for the first time since 2008. In the semifinals of the Big Ten tournament, she recorded 41 points, 9 rebounds, and an 83-66 win over Nebraska, and led the Hawks to the Big Ten tournament title, earning the tournament's most outstanding player, MOP. The Hawks were upset by 10th-seeded Creighton in the second round of the NCAA tournament, where she was held to a season-low 15 points, but added 11 assists, but was shooting only 4 of 19 from the field. As a sophomore, she averaged 27 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists per game. She was the first women's player to lead Division I in points and assists per game in a single season, and also led Division I in total points, free throws, and triple-doubles. In the 2022-2023 season, she surpassed Iowa's Samantha Logic as the Big Ten career leader in triple-doubles. In her 75th game, she tied Elena Del Donne of Delaware as the fastest Division I women's player to reach 2,000 career points since the 99-2000 season. On January 23, 2023, she recorded 28 points, 15 assists, and 10 rebounds in an 83-72 upset win over AP number 2, Ohio State, who were previously unbeaten. On February 26, she recorded 34 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists, making a game-winning three-pointer at the buzzer in an 86-85 win against AP number 2, Indiana. She led Iowa to its second consecutive Big Ten tournament championship, where she earned MOP honors. In the title game, she recorded 30 points, 17 assists, and 10 rebounds in a 105-72 win over Ohio State, the first triple-double in the final of the tournament. In the Elite Eight of the NCAA tournament, she recorded 41 points, 12 assists, and 10 rebounds in a 97-83 win over Louisville. She became the first player in men's or women's tournament history to record a 30 or 40-point triple-double. She helped Iowa reach its first Final Four since 1993. In the Final Four, she posted 41 points, 8 assists, and 6 rebounds in a 77-73 upset win over number one overall seed, undefeated defending champion South Carolina, ending their 42-game winning streak. She became the first player in tournament history with consecutive 40-point games, and she surpassed the program and Big Ten single-season scoring records held by Megan Gustafson. The victory helped Iowa advance to their first women's basketball championship game in program history, where they fell short against LSU, despite her 30 points and 8 assists. Her 8 three-pointers were the most in title game history. With 191 points in the tournament, she broke the men's and women's scoring record for a single NCAA tournament. Her 60 assists were the most by a player in women's tournament history. She averaged 27.8 points, 8.6 assists, and 7.1 rebounds per game that season, leading Division I in assists and ranking second in scoring. She set Big Ten single-season records in points, assists, three-pointers, and free throws, and tied her own conference record with 5 triple-doubles. Entering her senior season in 2023-2024, there is uncertainty if the Hawks could repeat their success after losing one of their top players and not adding any additional players in the transfer portal.
Do you need a great electrical contractor or fire and water restoration specialist? Well, contact Lance Bolin at LB Electric and LJ Construction in North Liberty. Lance has served the corridor for many years and is ready to help you. Call Lance Bolin at 319-640-1116. That's 319-640-1116. Or visit LJ_construction on Instagram for licensed and insured electrical work, fire and water restoration, and remodeling.
Hi, this is AJ Perez, managing partner at Deary Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Waukee and Iowa City. I'm so proud of our team at both locations. We are committed to one thing, giving our customers the absolute best when it comes to service and a car buying experience, the kind of experience that brings you back. What makes us different? We believe at Deary, we don't just sell cars, we help people buy them.
On October 15th, 2023, she played in Crossover at Kinnick, a preseason exhibition game against DePaul at Kinnick Stadium, and she had a triple-double of 34 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists in a 94-72 win, which drew an attendance of 55,646 fans, which set the women's basketball record. She later posted 44 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists in an 80-72 win over AP number 8 Virginia Tech. She became Iowa's all-time leading scorer, passing Megan Gustafson, and became only the second player in Division I history with a triple-double in 4 different seasons. She passed Kelsey Plum for the most 30-point games in women's Division I history. She became the Big Ten's all-time leader in assists. On January 2, 2024, she scored 40 points and made a long game-winning three-pointer as time expired in a 76-73 win over Michigan State. On January 8th, she was named Big Ten Player of the Week for the 24th time in her career, breaking the conference record held by Iowa's Megan Gustafson. She broke the Big Ten all-time scoring record held by Kelsey Mitchell of Ohio State. She became the 6th Division I women's player with 1,000 career assists. She became the NCAA Division I women's career scoring leader, surpassing Kelsey Plum after scoring a career-high 49 points with 13 assists and 5 rebounds. It was also a Carver Hawkeye Arena and team scoring record. She passed Lynette Woodard, who played for Kansas in the era when the AIAW governed women's college sports, to become the all-time leader in points among major women's college players. She also set the Big Ten career record for three-pointers, surpassing Kelsey Mitchell, and the NCAA single-season record in the same category previously held by Taylor Pierce of Idaho. She later became the NCAA Division I all-time leading scorer among men's or women's players, eclipsing Pete Maravich, who set the men's scoring record in 3 seasons with LSU. She scored 35 points, 9 assists, and 6 rebounds in a 93-83 win over AP number 2 Ohio State to end the season, but the Hawks fell short of a league title. She surpassed Steph Curry of Davidson and Darius McGee of Liberty for the most three-pointers in a single season by any Division I player, regardless of gender. She led Iowa to its 3rd straight Big Ten tournament title and was named MOP after recording 34 points, 12 assists, and 7 rebounds in a 94-89 overtime win over Nebraska in the final. In the second round of the NCAA tournament, she scored 32 points and surpassed Kelsey Plum for the most points in a single season in Division I women's history. In the Elite Eight, she got revenge against LSU, scoring 41 points, 12 assists, and 7 rebounds in a 94-87 victory, leading the Hawkeyes to their 2nd straight Final Four appearance and a school record 33 wins. She became the all-time Division I leader in three-pointers. After struggling in the first half against UConn, she rallied the team to a 71-69 victory to take Iowa to their 2nd straight national championship game to face number 1 South Carolina. Throughout the season, she drew national attention and drove up attendance figures everywhere Iowa played. They sold out every game except 2 games, which was in an early tournament in Florida, and broke numerous attendance records at home and on the road. For college awards, she was named the AP Player of the Year in 2023 and 2024, the Honda Sports Award winner in 23 and 24, the John Wooden Award in 23 and 24, the Naismith College Player of the Year 23 and 24, the USBWA National Player of the Year, also in the 23 and 24 seasons, the Wade Trophy in 23 and 24, the James E. Sullivan Award in 2023, probably in 2024. She was named unanimous first team All-American from the 2022-23 season. She was named unanimous first team All-American for 2021-22, 22-23, and 23-24. She was a 4-time first team All-American by USBWA, so 2021 through 2024. She was a 3-time first team All-American by AP, 2022 through 24, and once was second team All-American in 2021. She was named WBCA Coaches All-American for 4 years, 2021 to 2024. She received the Don Staley Award 3 times, 2021 through 2023, but not in 2024. She was a 3-time Nancy Lieberman Award winner, 2022 through 2024, She was named the USBWA National Co-Freshman of the Year in 2021 and WBCA Co-Freshman of the Year in 2021. She earned three-time Big Ten Player of the Year 2022, 2023, and 2024. She was four-time first-team All-Big Ten 2021 through 2024, along with the Big Ten Freshman of the Year in 2021. She was a three-time Big Ten Tournament Most Outstanding Player 2022 through 2024. She was the NCAA Season Scoring Leader in 2021, 2022, and 2024, and was the NCAA Season Assist Leader in 2022, 2023, and 2024. She earned Division I Academic All-American of the Year 2023. She won the Best Female College Athlete ESPY Award in 2023 and probably will win it in 2024. She was named the Big Ten Female Athlete of the Year, and the AP called her junior season one of the greatest seasons by a player in NCAA history. She also shared the Sporting News Athlete of the Year Award with Angel Reese for 2023. Her number 22 jersey was retired at the end of the 23-24 season at a recent celebration honoring the Final Four team. She announced in early 2024 that she will enter the WNBA draft, which will be on Monday this week, and will forgo her extra COVID season. She is projected to be the number one overall pick of the Indiana Fever. She was born January 22, 2002, and is 22 years old. So I've got her four seasons here, the 2020-2021 season, 21-22, 22-23, and 23-24 seasons, all under Lisa Bluder. Got a link to her NIL site, her Wikipedia page, the Hawkeye Sports profile page, her NCAA stats, and then a host of different articles about her senior season, declaring for the WNBA draft, the Pistol Pete conversation when she was ready to break that record, an article after she broke the record, the crossover at Kinnick event, an article from the Tippie College of Business when Caitlin was named the Wooden Award winner, and a couple other articles. I also have quite a few interviews with her. I just posted the Saturday Night Live clip from Saturday night recently, along with a story done on her on ESPN, and then her interview with Robin Roberts and with Stephen A. Smith and Iowa Everywhere, Nebraska Hawks Nest interview when she was on Connor and Patrick McCaffrey's podcast, and the video when she broke the record against Michigan. So definitely check those out. I've got a couple quick quotes I want to go through. First quote was when they asked about her feelings after the final game. "It's one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life. There's not a regret in my mind of how things went. I'll be able to sleep at night, even though I never won a national championship. Everything I've done, there's so much to be proud of. I don't sit and sulk about the things that never happened." And also, she says, "I don't get nervous for games. It's crazy. It's like it's the national championship, and I walk out there and I'm as calm as can be. I think that's because I trust all the work I put in. I know I've been ready for these moments. I know this is my last time playing in a Hawkeye uniform. Like there's nothing to lose. We're the underdog. Go out there and have a blast. I feel like that's what I've done. I'm proud of the way I've carried myself. It's certainly been hard at times to always be in the spotlight and have everybody's eyeballs on you. But I wouldn't change it for the world, the positive and the negative." So definitely check out all the accomplishments. It was so long, I had to cut out quite a bit of things. If you wanted to get into all the details and all the awards, it's even longer. So I'd recommend go to her profile on Hawkeye Sports, but there's probably more details on the Wikipedia page. So hope you enjoyed that. Now you're going to hear the post-game interview after the loss. She's got a couple of good quotes in there as well.
"Hi, I'm Jim Street, owner of Streets Maintenance. As a licensed, insured, and bonded master plumber, I specialize in all plumbing repairs, including but not limited to water heater and sump pumps to toilet and faucet repairs and replacements. For more information about my business, I'm online at streetsmaintenance.com and Facebook, or give me a call at 400-4483, 400-4483.
Support for this podcast comes from Systems Unlimited, celebrating 50 years of providing services to people living with disabilities and mental health needs throughout East Central Iowa. A list of their services and upcoming events can be found at sui.org. That is sui.org.
Nancy Emery, USA Today Sports. Caitlin, you said that you've not wanted to look beyond this game or whatever was next in front of you. Now, what are the emotions and what do you think going forward? And what do you think about everything that you were able to do, especially this past season?
Yeah, it's certainly been a special year. And to be honest, like, after last year, I was kind of like, well, how do we top doing what we did last year? And somehow, some way, every single person in our locker room believed. And to be honest, this year was probably more special than last year. You know, the teams we had to go through to get to this point, you know, we won the Big Ten tournament. We lost two players that were three-year starters for our program, and to be back in this position and come out here and battle, I mean, South Carolina is just so good. Like, there's only so much you can do. I mean, Cardoso has 17 rebounds. They have 51 as a team. We have 29. Like, hard to win a basketball game like that. You basically got to shoot perfect at that point. And, you know, I'm just proud of our group. We, you know, we never backed down, and, you know, we gave it everything we got. I think for me, is just the emotions will probably hit me over the next couple of days, and I don't have much time to, you know, sit around and sulk and be upset, and I don't think that's what I'm about either, is, you know, yeah, I'm sad we lost this game, but I'm also so proud of myself, I'm so proud of my teammates, I'm so proud of this program. There's a lot to be proud of, but, you know, there's going to be tears. It is sad that this is all over, and this is the last time I'm going to put on an Iowa jersey. So I think just reflecting back and, you know, soaking in everything that I was able to do, because basically anybody other than me and Coach Bluter never thought this was possible.
Michelle Smith, the next for Caitlin. Have you allowed yourself to be excited about what's next, or have you been too focused on finishing your career here?
I've been 110% focused on finishing my career here. That's been my full focus. That's been my driving force. And I think that's what's allowed me to play such great basketball through the month of March and April and, you know, the end of our season, but really all year long. Like, it was never, you know, the decision of whether I was going pro or whether I was staying at Iowa never was something that, you know, I stressed on too much. I knew it was something that would become clear to me over time. But I think for me is like, you know, I know what's next is soon, but at the same time, like, I'm not blind to the fact that I need to enjoy this. I need to soak this in and enjoy these last few moments with my teammates, because these are some of my best friends. They'll be my best friends for the rest of my life, and that's what matters to me the most.
All right, Michael Robertson, HoopFeed.com. So, Caitlin, you've done a lot for the Big Ten. You know, the Big Ten gets maligned a lot, but you guys did a lot for the Big Ten. I'm sure you're disappointed, but will you have a chance to look at the impact you've made, where the ratings are through the roof? And most of it's because of you. And then, of course, the Iowa team, once again, being in this position 2 years in a row. So what will you look back at this time frame, despite them not winning the championship?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, it's really hard to win these things. I think I probably know that better than most people by now. And to be so close twice, it definitely hurts. But at the same time, like, you know, we were right there. We battled. We took down some really great teams to get back to this point, and it's something that's really hard to do. And, you know, I think when I think about women's basketball going forward, you know, obviously it's just going to continue to grow, whether it's at the WNBA level, whether it's at the college level. Like, everybody sees it. Everybody knows. Everybody sees the viewership numbers. When you're given an opportunity, women's sports just kind of thrives. And I think that's been the coolest part for me on this journey is just, you know, we start our season playing in front of 55,000 people in Kinnick Stadium, and now we're ending it probably playing in front of 15 million people or more on TV. You know, it just continues to get better and better and better, and that's never going to stop. You know, when you continue to give them the platform, like, this, things like this are just going to continue to happen.
Hi, Caitlin. Caroline Fitzgerald from Goals right here. Hi. What you and your team have accomplished in Iowa has made the whole world look at women's sports and women's basketball. How do you think all of women's sports can capitalize on this momentum right now?
Oh, geez. I mean, I think the biggest thing is, I think for us, like, this team came along at a really good time, whether it was social media, whether it was NIL, whether it was our games being nationally televised. I mean, we've played on Fox, NBC, CBS, ESPN. I mean, you just go down the list, and we've been on every national television, you know, channel. And I think that's been one of the biggest things that has helped us. And I think no matter what sport it is, give them the same opportunities, believe in them the same, invest in them the same, and things are really going to thrrive. I mean, you see it with other sports, and I'm a big fan of other sports. Like, I try to support as much as I can, and I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, continue to invest your time, money, and resources there, and continue to show up for those people and give them the opportunities. And, you know, I think that's what's going to help drive women's sports forward in the future?
Hi, Scott Docterman with The Athletic. This is for all three of you. What do you think the legacy of this team and this era is for Iowa basketball? And what's probably the moment that stands out? Is it something on the floor? Is it something just between among all of you? Or, you know, I guess, what can you share?
This group has gone about it in the right way in every single thing that we've done and every, you know, phase of our life. And I think that's what you can be the most proud of. I think, you know, we truly have each other's back. Maybe we weren't always the most skilled. Maybe we weren't always the tallest. Maybe we weren't always the fastest, but we just believed. We knew we could be in these moments. We trusted one another. And that took, you know, a couple years to get to that point. And, you know, there's been so many great Iowa women's basketball players that come before us and, you know, allow this program to be really, really good when, you know, Kate and I and everybody else stepped on campus. And I feel like we took it to a whole nother level. And I feel like our program is in really good hands moving forward. And I think more than anything, yeah, people will probably remember our, you know, two Final Fours and things like that. But people aren't going to remember every single win or every single loss. I think they're just going to, you know, remember the moments that they shared at one of our games or watching on TV or, you know, how excited their young daughter or son got about, you know, watching women's basketball. I think that's pretty cool. And that's, you know, those are the things that mean the most to me when people come up to me and, you know, I don't really get offended when people say, I've never watched women's basketball before. I think, you know, one, you're a little late to the party, yes, but two, like, that's cool. Like, you know, we're changing the game, we're attracting more people to it. But at the same time, like, those little things are just, you know, I think the moments that we'll remember for forever.
Kenny Rota, WHBC Radio. Caitlin, this was a game of runs. Your guys' start was amazing, right? But right before the half, they hit you with a 5-0, and then they start with a 6-0 in the third quarter. Is that where the game kind of changed hands and they took control?
Yeah, I think they're a really good team. So, like, we knew they were going to go on runs. By no means did, when we started off as hot as we did we think we were going to be able to hold that lead. Like, that's just what good teams do. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, like, there's some crazy statistic where South Carolina just outscores everybody in the second half by a bunch of points every single game. And to me, I'm just proud of our resiliency. You know, we go into the fourth quarter, I think we cut it to 5, and we just weren't able to come up with a few stops and come up with a few baskets. And that just speaks to our team. Like, that's the story it's been all year long, my whole entire career, is like, we never give up. Like, we just keep fighting. And yeah, I mean, their runs were kind of daggers, and especially when they're making pull-up jump shots. You know, that's what we're going to give up. And, you know, sometimes you live with that, and you're going to live with them out-rebounding you. You know, there's only so much you can do for somebody who's 6'7". Hannah was trying her best to box her out, and she's a really good player, going to be a really great pro. So, yeah.
Jim Trotter, The Athletic, ladies. I want to ask a variation on questions that have been asked. Just, we've talked about this being a transformative year in terms of women's college basketball. And I just wondered, for the two of you personally, what does it mean to be a part of that, to have your name associated with that?
Yeah, I would say the same. I think there's, you know, obviously so many amazing people that have come before us and gave us this opportunity. And I think, you know, to attract so many people to watching women's basketball is so special. And, you know, the way people have showed up consistently throughout my career, I was going through some old pictures last night and just, like, how things have changed since my freshman year and my sophomore year, like, was so incredible. And time goes so fast. Like, it's crazy. I can't believe this is my last career game. And there's just so much to be proud of. I think people didn't love us for our wins. I think they loved us for the way we carried ourselves every single day, for the way we played for one another, the joy we played with, the passion we played with, the competitive spirit we had, the way we high-fived and celebrated our teammates' success. Like, that's the reasons people love turning on Iowa women's basketball.
Hi, I'm DJ Lily Jade from 95.9 FM. And you've had an incredible journey to this point, especially with the historical viewership. What would you say to kids striving to be you right now?
I'll start with Caitlin.
I would say, I think the biggest thing is, you know, this is what I kind of set up my entire career, is like, nobody really believed other than myself. I think confidence, I think as a young girl, like, just have confidence, a young boy, have confidence in yourself and confidence in whatever you want to be. And I think that was the thing my parents instilled in me from a young age, is like, they never told me no. They told me no a lot about other things, but not in what I wanted to do and what I wanted to be and, you know, the goals I wanted to chase after. And I would say that's the biggest thing, is, you know, you can say it, you got to work for it, you got to earn it. You don't ever want anything to be given to you. And I think that's what I'm most proud of throughout my career, is like I've worked really hard to be in this moment, and that's where my confidence comes from. And I think that's the biggest piece of advice I'd give to the younger generation.
If you have topics or games or opponents or players you'd like to learn about, please contact me. You can reach me through the website, HawkeyeRecap.com. You can also find me on Twitter and on Facebook. If you know other Hawkeye fans that might like hearing this podcast, if you could please let them know about it, I really appreciate it. Thanks, and go Hawks!